Do that again.
30 hours. You're recording me, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck, man. I knew it.
Yeah.
Fuck it, man. Yo, this new mic, man. Shout out to Ash for his attention to, like, just wanting to beat up motherfucking juggernauts by getting the sound to sound as crazy.
Yeah, they're going to tell the difference now for episode, I don't know what this is, 54, I think. This is the dawn of a new era.
We come to you bearing gifts.
No gifts.
For real? We get some gifts.
I'm just saying, like, this, we actually no sound like a professional recording podcast. For every episode that y'all had with us together, was all a ruse. It was a ploy.
I love that word. Let me get this on. Since the microphone picks up cleanly, I don't want to have my
your squats, shit in the background. Your Romanian squats.
The Romanian squats. just barbell backloaded squats. I like that. Are you trying to get technical on it?
Hell yeah, I'm all doing that shit all wrong.
It's conventional heel raise squats, right?
The unconventional.
Yeah, there's a lot of unconventional shit that goes on.
Yeah, man, it just feels good as we're like a minute and 29 seconds in, just letting you know that we're like we're both on the same microphone.
Yeah. Not meaning that like our faces are on one. We have the same brand.
No. Yes.
Imagine like we're right here, community.
Nah, that's COVID still going on. We can't.
Pizzeria didn't give a fuck that we went to. I'll tell
you that. Yo, tell me why the fucking pizzeria is not a dollar anymore, even in New York. Let's talk about that.
They got us in there.
It said 99 cents.
We were doing something for 4 or 5 hours straight. We're in the city. You know what I mean? Taking care of shit, right?
We'll get to it. No, we can tell them what we were doing.
I just wanted to know, you know when you're starving? Like, yo, this shit a dollar, son. And it says premium cheese.
Yeah.
I was like, sir, remember, I was just about to ask a question until I realized that he grabbed the premium cheese and it was like, what's the difference? And it's all the same shit. They just made it seem sexier than what the fuck it was.
All that and they charged 50 cents more.
50 cents
dollar pizza's not even dollar no more.
You're right.
Dollar Tree's not a dollar no more.
Nope. 99 cent dream across from the studio is a dream because ain't shit 99 cent except for the water.
They don't even sell you the dream.
They really trying to slide Kirkland's in there and charge a little bit more for Poland Springs though.
That's how they get you because you have to like buy into the bullshit.
Yeah, I'll give you bullshit when I stop going there. That's the bullshit.
Yeah, man. I'm just still happy that we have real sound.
Yeah,
it was all a ruse. It was all a ploy. It was all to see if you fucked with us.
I just want to say I appreciate you though, because you really were like, yo, this got to be something serious, and it is.
Oh yeah, we still need visuals, and I have to buy that. So
don't worry, we can. My camera's right here somewhere. We'll make.
Yeah,
it
I know
work.
My camera's there too, but it's not enough. It's today, not what I'm trying.
It's
to
a
do.
It's a Sunday recording, so we're getting a little unconventional. That word.
Yeah, that might be the name. Never mind. We already have a name of the show.
What is it?
It's Kentucky Waterfall.
Oh, I thought it was the other one was cocaine.
Cocaine and
cocaine and mullets on ice.
Yes.
Yo, listen.
I'm telling you, cocaine mullets on ice is like wild. Would you go to a musical called Cocaine and Mullets on Ice?
I might have to see what that's about.
Who besides Post Malone will be singing in this musical?
That it'll be him, Joe Dirt's emceeing the shit.
Tiger King gotta be there.
Tiger King is fucking is all of that.
You think Donald Trump will be there? He got a reverse mullet.
Pimp. Little pimp.
He has a reverse mullet.
What's a reverse?
I don't know, but like his hair, his hair looks weird.
It's just like a you ever seen yellow leather?
Yes.
On his head. There you go. Sorry guys, I didn't mean to be so fucking corny about that, but
I'm gonna play an exclusive that I guess has been out for like 11 days, but I'm like late to the party, but I'm pretty sure all five of y'all never heard this either. So
only us and Little Pimp.
Yes.
Have
new
access.
Shit. New shit. Straight off of Donda 2.
When you play that shit, I'm like, yo, we definitely gotta he's gonna find us and kill us.
It's fine. I bought his shoes today.
True. And I own a pair of his shit. And I put all his shit to my videos now, bro. I'm like, I feel like I'm just catching up on my man. It's like, come on, man.
I have a closet full of them shits. You better let me play this goddamn shit in peace.
Absolutely.
You know what the fuck this is?
Oh, yeah.
This shit sound like we about to have a good ass pod.
I'm trying to figure out who this is. Not the main artist, but the person singing.
I don't know. They didn't write any of the people on
I
here.
Think it was Ray Shremmer, but them motherfuckers in there. What?
Sheesh. I'm about to let this shit rock for a little bit. Sheesh. New Kanye. Donda 2. Straight off the fucking stem.
You sound like a fucking Rush Hour DJ right now. You know the follow me. You know the follow me. Hit me up on that chat line. DM me right now. I'll get your songs. Shut the fuck up. I can't. They all sound the same. Let's be clear. They all sound. Oh.
That's how you gotta fade. That's how you reel them in.
Shut my mouth.
You gotta reel them in.
That was good.
You know how Fake did radio? You was actually the only person I interviewed with Brian at the radio station.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
Wow.
I did a bunch of shows after that, but...
I was Brian's like PR manager slash manager, right? I was booking all these gigs.
At the time. This was at the time when he was still wanting to get his shit played on the radio, and it did, and he stopped.
And he stopped.
Yeah.
I was his booking manager. I got all the things. I was just like, yo...
We should call him right now.
Let's see what he's doing.
Go on. Let's see. What do you think we could ask him for a rapid fire? Before we're not even introducing ourselves yet.
I would say straight into
Lottie Buns.
Lottie Buns. He likes Thotty Lottie. He gets a kick out of that.
Thotty Lottie?
He loves that. Yeah, he's so, like, yeah. I'm like, yo, they were. I said, Karen was asking you. She was like, yo, where's Thotty Lottie? He's like, yeah. I said, yo, what the fuck? Well, I'm trying to rebrand you and call you LB, like Big Pound. You feel me?
Big Pound.
LB, Big Pound.
So we're going to ask him, what's the nickname for him at F45?
If I tell him, if I say, what's your favorite? I'm saying Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you might say best cereal in the world. All
right.
Best cereal in the world or best cereal ever made?
That's a terrible cereal.
You shut your mouth.
Best cereal ever made?
Yeah, bro. Come on, you're going to say fire. Fire, best cereal ever made, best cereal in the world.
Yep.
Brian, real quick. When I say Cinnamon Toast Crunch, what do you think?
I just said so many things about that damn cereal.
I said three things that you might say. What's the number one thing that comes to your brain? The number one.
Hold on. I gotta think this out, bro.
He's stressing. You're on the hot seat.
Please. I know, bro. It's the goat of cereal, so I'm trying to like.
Okay, we're close.
Oh, that wasn't an
we're
answer.
You said we're close, though.
That's
okay.
Close to what I think you're going to say.
Gorgeous? I can't think right now, bro.
All right, well, don't think. Exclude Cocoa Pebbles.
Exclude Cocoa Pebbles?
Yeah, like what is you think about this cereal? What do you think? It's like, yo.
It's the greatest, bro. It's my favorite.
Oh, almost. Oh, I was going to say the best cereal in the world.
I was going to say that,
you
too.
You were scaling and shit. Like, yeah. You were teetering. Fuck that. What the hell are you doing? I hear Malik losing his mind in the back room.
I'm chilling, bro.
You're behaving today?
Yeah, I got potted in on a Sunday, bro.
Yeah, it just flowed. We were in the
city.
It
just worked out with what we were doing.
All right. I can't say that, am I?
Say it.
I was going to say Molly on deck, bro.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know what was funny? At the challenge party, there was a girl named Molly, and I was very confused. They came to me like, yo, everybody's, you know, she calls doing shots with Molly. And I said, y'all are out of control. I said, I don't get down like that. No, for real. I don't get down like that. Like, laughing, I don't get down. No, this is Molly. We do a shot with her. I said, wow. Look at me being fucking stereotyping white folks.
That's
like,
you're
only thinking the word Molly and putting in the drink and taking a shot. I'm sorry for that, Molly, if you ever listen.
She don't.
Sorry, Molly.
Sorry, Molly.
But you had her on deck.
Yes.
Molly on deck, bro.
Mikey's on deck. Carmikey. Legend.
Yo.
Son, if y'all doing on Sundays, I'm coming through, bro.
Hey, shut no, the fuck out of here, man.
Well, get out of here, bro. I'll talk to you later.
That was our word of the day. We both said the same shit. All right, we love you, bro.
We'll talk to you later, bro. Right. Big Pound.
Big Pound. LB, Big Pound. What's up? That's your new name, man.
What's your other nickname?
Yo, which one? When Karen was like, what did Karen say? Who Karen say was coming through? What's she called?
Who's Karen?
Karen was like, yo, is such and such coming through?
Come on, who the hell's Karen?
Karen from F45. On. Please sit.
Redeem yourself.
Oh, little homie. Little homie.
Yeah. What'd she say?
I'm going to win the challenge. No, no. Song,
she said, such and such is coming through. And you were like, yeah.
What was her nickname for you?
Karen never had a guy. I don't remember her giving me a
nickname. Come on, motherfucker.
All right, man.
Damn it. You're
I
all,
really
you're,
don't remember
yo, you need a bullshit. Thotty Lottie, bro.
Oh, I didn't know she called me that.
Bro, I told you about that. I said, yo, is Thotty Lottie coming through? You were like, yeah. You were dead fucking serious. Everything got really quiet. He looked off to the sun. It was like, yeah. Bro, I'm trying to rebrand you. Bro. LB, Big Pound, God.
Damn, yeah, man. I wish I was.
You're not doing too well with these rapid fires anymore.
This is what we're going to do.
I've been eating healthy, bro.
You eat healthy, so now you can't function?
You have fries last night. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Molly on deck.
Shots with Molly.
This nigga eats one kale burger and thinks he's healthy.
Look, this nigga over here unwrapping fucking fries. Look, you hear that shit? Hit the paper?
Look at him.
I'm cleaning up, gentlemen.
All right, well, we fucking love you, man.
I'll talk to you later.
You guys enjoy.
All right, Big Pound. We'll try. Big Pound.
Next case.
Oh, yo, shit, see, Jesus, man. Christ.
Come on, man.
See, you see, you see. Culture. Jesus Christ. Well, tell him who the fuck you are.
98 minutes in, I am Shane Timberlake.
That's it?
Yeah. That's it.
That's all you got?
You
want a new mic. Come on, man.
I haven't been D-Rod in a minute. D-Rod the legend?
Yeah.
D-Rizzo the legend, man.
They don't know about D-Rod new mic.
D-Rod was made a savage by accident, man.
You're a savage on purpose.
Kinda. Put it like this. Dennis Rodman is known for, I'm going to say what, like they're going to answer me back. Dennis Rodman is known for being one of the best and elite rebounders in the history of basketball. So I used to always be involved with women who were just getting out of these situations. And I am the rebound piece. So I dubbed myself D-Rod, a.k.a. Dennis Rodman.
See if I can get you a round of applause.
That's hilarious. Let's see if
the people on a Sunday... I'm willing to give you a round of applause.
Well, right now I'm playing straight defense because I ain't shooting no shots, so I would be the Stephen Curry of this shit now.
That's enough of that. You know what the fuck this is, man.
Hey.
We had a week.
Yes. And we capped it off well. That's why we decided
to
come here.
That's why we're coming to you on a Sunday. We are still going to get this pod on a Tuesday. Or should we drop it tomorrow? I don't know.
Start the week off, right?
Yeah, we might drop this randomly.
Your Monday treadmill walk?
Yeah, Monday morning is like, whoa, what? A pod on a Monday.
Or
just keep you on your heels.
And we can actually ask our circle of friends if they prefer.
Oh, they're gonna want to prefer the Monday. That's what it was.
No, you guys are dicks. We're gonna record fucking 50 episodes in a row and just time it for Monday.
But tell them about your week.
Okay, so...
Before we get into the one topic that we have.
Yeah, my highlight is the actual challenge party that we just had, which is really good, man. Congratulations to everybody that stuck with it for 8 weeks. 8 weeks of just eating cleaner, cutting out the alcohol, exercising, some of them sometimes 2 times a day. My whole slogan is and it was discipline over motivation, because when motivation doesn't work, you got to be disciplined. And I always tell them, I know what you're doing under the roof in front of my eyes as a coach. I see you working out. How you win this challenge is what you do, what I can't see. And that was cutting out alcohol and, like I said, just eating overall better. Getting sleep. People undervalue sleep. I know a lot of people like, I ain't rich enough to be sleeping. But if you want to fully replenish your body, when you restore, the fucking back of your eyelid should be your best friend for at least 6 to 8 hours.
I concur.
Yeah.
So how was the party?
The party was dope, man. I wasn't doing no dutty whining, but the party was really cool. I met a very cool individual.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jazz. We're going to shout out Jazz. She was really dope. We had a really cool conversation. She does something in the field where Ash is actually going. They're going to collaborate, which is really cool. So we'll see if that. I don't want to say the name. I don't want to put out.
No, we can't do that.
Because it's like bad juju when you.
Well, it's not even that. It's like we can only give out so much information on certain people.
Yeah. Besides all that shit, man, I met a bunch of fire individuals. A question I was getting asked a lot last night is, Shane, are you single?
So are you single, Mr. Yeah. Timberlake?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay.
I'm single, man. It's better for me to be that way, too, because I like to move my own step. And my daughter moves with me, too, man. Me and my daughter just shucking and jiving and making things happen. We have our lazy days where we shut down to the world. And, oh, there goes the soundboard, dude.
Yep.
But, yeah, not too much into that. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Derek, Kat, Jason, Shmoo, JoJo, DJ Dan. Shout out to fucking my boy Hulk. You know what I mean? He don't coach with us no more, but he's still a member, and he just, you know, rides out and was just chilling. So shout out to everybody that showed to the party. Shout out to Porter and Montclair. Shout out to Gina for being the bartender. Damn, I remember everybody's name. And shout out to everybody that showed up. Ange first place, Max second place, Maria third. Y'all deserve it. Y'all earned it. Definition of motivation is nothing compared to discipline. So yeah, fuck all that. Love y'all.
Yeah, it was a very interesting party.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
I think the best part about one of the best parts is the can we call it the gray area shit that happens?
Like I think all of it was a gray area.
Like from like a bird's eye view, everybody's just having a good time, but there's so many small situations that are going on within the bigger picture.
Oh yeah.
Oh my lord. It's like a movie of Can't Hardly Wait with all in the house party.
Yeah.
But this one has something going on. This one has something going on. This one has something going on. And then it's just like, yo. Hey yo.
Yeah. It was interesting. I ran into the chef.
Oh, the chef.
Yeah. No chef's kiss. It was cool. It was a cool. It was interesting.
Yeah,
I was expecting. Yeah,
I'm sorry, I had to do it.
I was expecting the worst, but it was actually pretty chill.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it went over my head everything that happened between y'all because I was all over the place.
Oh yeah, but it was funny because like I was off to the corner chilling, minding mine, and then I just get a tap on the shoulder.
She's like, "Hey."
She
Oh, was it a pizza in the other hand?
No, she just Yeah, it was just funny. I was like, oh shit. I really thought I would, because I already knew the kitchen was closed. So I was like, oh, I'm about to really make this shit unscathed. And right in a nigga time.
Unscathed, but.
Yeah. But it was cool.
She was just getting off?
Yeah, it was valid. It was good to see her.
And everything was cool with aesthetic.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I was, you know, got me out the house. I met someone that potentially will be doing business with me.
Yes.
In the near future. So that is always worth going out.
Here's a good thing about the impression that you leave on people. It's like, we were like, yo, Ash better be there. It's Ash coming. It's Ash coming. As soon as you, shout out to Denise, D Nice. She was like, yo, where's Ash? She said, tell Ash the reason why I came is to see him.
Yes.
And I was like, yo, D Nice. She came right over. You know what I mean? Shout out there. She's so dope.
Yeah, her and her crew.
Oh yeah, they're fire, man. They're all fire.
I met the crew. They were nice people. They're very hospitable.
Yeah.
I was bought some beer.
No grenadine.
They didn't have Corona, which was kind of like.
Well, can we say what kind of establishment it is when you don't have cognac and Coronas and certain shit like that? that they're obviously trying to keep a certain crowd out of there. But fuck that, we still coming. Because motherfuckers that don't know no better still think that any brown liquor is fucking Hennessy, which bothers me. They're like, that's not the same. It don't even taste the same. Me and Hulk were faking it. Like, yo, it's close. Like, no, bro, this shit is not. Nah. We were about to drink something called Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry's the shit.
Nah, but Derek was like, yo, we was drinking that shit. It was like $7 a gallon in college. I said, you know, anything that cheap definitely isn't fucking good for your health or good for your fucking decision making.
A lot of bad decisions were made that night.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I didn't make no bad decisions.
My decision making was great.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, yeah. There was some. And the crazy part is, I'm going to be told shit that I'm not even going to fucking ask and want to know. Like, yo, did you hear that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yo, someone's getting head mid dance floor. Like, what the fuck? I was there the whole night. When did that happen? And why wasn't it me?
It was in between the electric slide we were all doing.
We try to pull off the weight. That shit pissed me off when motherfuckers didn't get down with the swag surf, bro.
Oh, I'm usually not one to swag or surf.
We were ready to fucking go.
Yeah, I caught in at the end. It was like, all right.
Unshout out the people who didn't make it work with us. Have you ever? Am I the first guy to unshout out someone?
There you are now.
There you go. How do you?
Yeah, you an Indian giving the shout out?
Yeah, I didn't even give it. So fuck it. Fuck it. That shit D-E-D.
Dead. So that was cool. Then we just came back from my modeling debut of a career.
Shout out to this fucking stud over here. You fucking whore, you.
He tried to sign me on the spot.
Yeah, man. The contract. He's reviewing the contracts right now.
Shit was a dude that's very unfavorable contract right now.
Yeah, got a lot. Got great. I saw the photos. Got mad potential. Yo, bro, I was really like your what'd you call it? I was really like, you have security. I don't think they ever rolled up with nobody that has security.
Yeah,
I was security. I was, you know what I mean, I felt proud to do it though.
Yes.
Got BTS. It felt good to do it. But I feel like if anybody stepped out of line, it was getting kept. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
but shout out to the photographer and the hair and makeup artist.
She was sweet. The makeup artist. Yeah. She was sweet.
Hopefully she's listening to this right now. She'll be our sixth listener.
Yeah. Well, she's listening now. We're somehow fucking live, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
She was very, very sweet, man.
Yeah, she was the homie.
Yeah.
She commented on my topic, which we're about to get into shortly, 22 minutes in.
And the lady that was proposing the contracts was pretty sweet as well.
Yes.
She wasn't too pushy. She was very informative. Verbiage was very clean. Always ask if you had questions before anything else was further discussed. So overall, very shout out to the family we met there. They were great.
Oh yeah,
I wish I would have got there. They're fucking great. You know, I tried like not, you know, you try to avoid a conversation because
I do it all the time.
I was doing it business, so I wanted to keep on having a talk, but they were so funny I didn't care, bro. I was like, holy shit, this motherfucker's hilarious, bro. Like a TV show dad, and the son was cool as hell. The mom was like, seemed very sweet. Yeah. It looked like she'd cook up a mean plate of pasta. She was like, I put a little wine in there. The poppy wine.
Yeah.
The Colito wine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I was on Drizzly looking at shit. Like, maybe it'll get to my door by the time we get here and shit.
Yeah. But that was good. Usually I'd be afraid to eat food from the Caucasus Islands, but
They had swag, bro. It was different. It was I don't use the word swag. They had flavor.
I'll get a plate.
They had flavor, right? They were like, they might have been like
they washed the chicken.
Yeah, they washed the chicken. They watched the chick. She don't play that.
Yeah.
They were like Greek, right? Did you say what say Greek?
I don't know.
They were fired, though. Fuck that. The husband had mad. I'm going to tell you one joke he said. He was like, yeah, man, we're going on like 30 years married. He said, yo, if I would have fucking killed that, I would have only did 20. I would have got out. I would have been a single man. And then it was like, the same for you, right, hun? Yeah. That was funny. He's like, the same for you, right, hun? Yeah. I was like, I love them, though. Yeah.
I'm only 34. I could do this.
Yeah. You could.
All right, so I gotta find somebody first.
Fuck it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
How do I want to get into? Which topic do I want to get into first? I feel like I want to get into the Dwayne Haskins shit because that's gonna be kind of quick.
Rest in peace to that man, and fuck everybody who brought up his trouble he had in the NFL. That's all out of the door when someone's not here. Hey, rest in peace to a young football guy. You know,
I don't understand. It's not like he was causing trouble.
He's doing it to himself. He wasn't harming anybody else. He was young. He was making some bad decisions, but that don't mean shit. The man isn't here.
But I'm saying, like, the decisions he wasn't making wasn't harming anyone else to the point where it was like it was criminal.
No, no.
And don't be bringing up my bad performance on the football field when I die.
Yeah, real shit.
Well, that's mad fucking corny.
Yeah, Sean, I think it was Adam Schefter. Don't quote me on this, like, and not saying it verbatim, but he was basically like on the lines of saying, yeah, Dwayne Haskins, who struggled in the NFL with two different teams over a few years, has passed away. Shut the fuck up, dog.
I low key want to see if I could find the fucking.
The other dude's fucking tweet?
Yeah. Because somebody screen recorded him. What you call it?
You get a million tweets a day, dog. Ain't no way you find that shit.
I'm gonna see if somebody
24 hours a day.
I know, but they actually had his shit like screen grabbed. I'm gonna see if they if I could find it in here. Here it is. I want you to listen to this shit.
From a scouting standpoint, you analyzed him over the years at Ohio State and coming into league with the Washington Commanders and then going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, it's a terrible tragedy. And what wanted your thoughts on that, also on the player, because you did chronicle his career very closely.
Well, you know, Dan, I hate any time anybody is killed or anybody died.
All right, hold on. Before we continue, this nigga sounds slurred.
Yeah, well,
this nigga sound like he was like stepping on the Carlo Rossi and drinking it. He had like he was stepping on it, but he had like a fucking straw. So he's like sipping as stepping he steps.
Sipping, stepping is nasty.
let's continue to listen well, to this fucking piece of work.
But he was a guy that was living to be dead, so to speak.
What?
You know, they told him don't under any circumstances leave school early. You just don't have the work habits. You don't have this. You don't have that. What did he do? Left school early. I always can remember this. We invited.
This nigga sounds like fucking Ozzy Osbourne. What do you mean is living to be dead?
Living to be dead.
What does leaving school early have to do with that? What does your work ethic have to do with you like having a tragic accident?
Didn't go to school.
Let me fucking continue.
I ain't getting fucking hit.
To the draft. And he was one of the players we invited to the draft, and we were told no. We're going to have our own party. His own party was a party at the bowling alley. Charged him $50 to get into the bowling alley for his party.
Where's this going? Fuck him.
Let me continue. Charging $50 to get in Hudson Lanes is crazy.
Nigga, I don't want to hear nothing. He already said what he had to say. Fuck him, bro. You need to find. Can you please find the Adam Schefter tweet?
Let me see if I can find it.
Just type in Adam Schefter, Dwayne Haskins. You should be fucking fired. I hate to be so sensitive because I don't crack on sensitive people. I crack on people that are hypersensitive.
Someone's saying ESPN needs to give Adam Schefter the Rachel Nichols treatment.
Oh,
I agree.
Wow. Oh, God. Here comes my man.
I gotta see if I can find it. I don't know what the...
You can probably just Google it, bro. It'll show right up. Adam Schefter, Dwayne Haskins tweet. That shit have come up in like 3 seconds, bro. It's that hot of a fucking topic.
Let me see.
That shit... You just leave certain shit alone, bro. Like, you can't really... Like, why? Just leave it. So you're gonna see the pure example of bullshit. It's there, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna see it. Here it is, folks.
No.
Trying to see if they have the tweet here. I can't find it.
They have a picture of a lady getting her neck ripped off, though. What the fuck was that?
I know.
Sorry for my like bootleg sinus problem, but
I think I found it here.
Here it is. It's still up.
No, they deleted it.
Somebody definitely caught it.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm reading now. Dwayne Haskins astounded out Ohio State before becoming Washington's first round pick and playing in Pittsburgh died this morning when he got hit by a car in South Florida. Per his agent Cedric Saunders, Haskins would have been 25 on May 3rd.
No, that's not what Schefter said.
That's what I'm reading here.
Nope,
I guess,
them niggas fucking photoshopped it, you fucking rat fucks. You rat fuck. Hold on, bro. Adam Schefter. Yo, I'm putting a controversial tweet. I'm gonna find this motherfucker.
They saying he got clipped, and there was he got in an accident while they were on the highway. And seeing as I have a cousin who almost dealt with the same, luckily he's still alive. it's scary, bro. When you're on the highway, like, them cars are going fast. And this fucking guy, the one that was slurring his speech before, was saying that if he would have not left school early, he wouldn't be running in the fucking street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's like, how bro. They trying to scrub what Schefter said, man.
Yeah, they are, yo. Because this motherfucker on the long lines just mentioned how he had struggled to play football. Like it had anything to do with what the fuck happened. He's not here.
But what, that's what I'm saying. Like, certain things are just bigger than the thing that you're of your profession.
Yeah, if you know what I mean, you don't have to say if a rapper was bad at rap, fucking his CDs were ass, but rest in peace. Leave that part out. The man is no longer here.
Oh, like they were giving the Oscars, I think, was it the Oscars, some shit? Or the Grammys, when they put Virgil, the hip hop
I heard they did Virgil dirty, like they didn't give him.
Yeah,
they
was like, yo, he's a hip hop designer.
Hip hop designer, huh? You fucking cocksucking motherfuckers. That motherfucker
they
was
love
a whole,
putting that urban tag on.
He was
on
a
us.
Whole wave of fucking fashion everywhere. Virgil was fashion. Like, come on now, come on, fuck out of here, bro.
I just hate that these are the people that are tasked to frontline journalism. Like, I actually went to school for this shit. So journalistic integrity is like one of the main things they teach you in any form of education when it comes to like cutting it into this line of work. And the reason why podcasts and the reason why radio is dead and people don't fuck with the news and like, you know, your big platforms like the Big Four, like NBC, CBS, fucking Fox.
Yeah.
A lot of these these conglomerates are bought by bigger like entities. There's only like about 7 major companies in the world, like Viacom, Comcast, yeah, Disney, yeah. Like Amazon. Like Jeff Bezos owns like I don't know if it's Fox News or he owns some subsidiary of like CNN. So it's like if you're owning these networks, they're only going to say good things about you because you control the narrative.
Yeah.
So when you watch the news, the common man that doesn't know any better, they're going to take what they see. 100%. And they're going to take that as word. Like when you have people that are like in these seats running these like TV shows and they're tasked to give you what's going on in the world. And a lot of times, depending on which network or which side of politics you land on, if you watch a right-winged level TV program, you're going to get mad right-wing fucking biases.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with the left. So you're never going to get like
an honest fucking take on anything?
No, and that's the problem why shit is never, like, people don't be believing shit and why everyone thinks everything the government does is conspiracy. And that's why smaller programs, like something like us, that has no bias, there's a market now for that because people just want unfiltered truth.
I think that Vice does a pretty good job on that. Vice News?
I mean, I like Vice, their programs, in a sense of
they have the Vice
content.
News.
I don't really...
No, well, their Vice News is where they kind of go beyond what we're being told. Like, so I can actually... They're tipping into the, you know, they get away from... All right, so I always get these confused. Left wing... Right wing is what the fuck is...
Republican.
Yeah. And left wing are the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So they try to tip the scale. They tell you what the right wing is telling you. And they're giving you the left-wing side, and then they've been drawing a median, which I appreciate. So that I can give Vice, and I think the owner of the station's name is Shane, which is pretty fucking cool.
Okay.
But yeah, so I appreciate that they kind of like, okay, right-wing this, they all tell you this. So they're like the anti-Foxes. But they let you, okay, cool, yeah, you see that. But no, let's go inside. Let's go past the index. If this was a fucking book... The CNN are just giving us the name of these chapters. But what Vice is trying to do is that they're diving deep into these chapters. They're going into page 5, 6, 7, chapter 10, and they're going on the inside. So I appreciate that they're doing it. And I'm going to start watching them a little bit more just so I can kind of be more accurate about what they're trying to do. But from the small sample size that I got, they're taking what just the writer's giving us on these fucking trusted fucking news stations, and they're diving a little bit deep. It's actually kind of dangerous sometimes, too, what they have to do to get the information.
But the news is dangerous. Media is dangerous. It's so powerful because you have a finite amount of people working for these conglomerate of companies that are like, they have so many markets.
Yeah.
Like, what we're watching here in New York is not what we're going to watch in L.A.
Yeah.
But I'll give you into a smaller scale.
Yeah, hold on. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so, for example, Fox New York is not Fox Chicago or Fox LA.
Because they kind of have to discuss what's going on within that.
Within their thing.
Yeah.
But if they all fall in line with the same ideologies, you're getting your message across the entire country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with like a CNN, which kind of is, they claim they're more in the middle, but they lean more left.
There be certain people on that don't give a fuck about that right wing shit.
No.
There be a few people, like there's always that, like certain people putting other people in their place live on television, bro. I be like, oh shit.
Yeah, but that's all theatrics. That's going to cause Baller Alert to fucking crop that image and then feed us a 2-minute clip.
Yeah.
To get us people to like comment on it, the people in the culture.
And I think so that it keeps people away from watching the news. If I feel like I get the best news out of, is it ignorant of me?
It is ignorant of you, but not ignorant.
Thanks, bro.
No, but I'm gonna tell you why.
I choose to do that. I can easily. I'd rather watch Workaholics than watch the fucking news.
No, what I'm saying. Well, obviously, you people rather be entertained than be fucking engulfed in shit. But if I give you a excerpt of, if I give you a paragraph to read,
yeah.
And it's something salacious.
Yeah.
And you just go off of that paragraph, but instead not read the whole article.
Oh, no, that's not me. I choose not to watch it at all. I don't take for what it is.
No, but that's the problem.
Oh, I'm about to say,
No, not you.
I'm reading the whole shit. I'm an educated man. If you're going to give me something, first of all, every time I read something, I'm like, hold on. They got to be, like, I'm going to give you an example of, one of my boys, man, kind of pissed me off. It was funny at the same time, but it wasn't. Remember the lady that used to make hood rat meals?
Say his name.
Nah, my boy Shaq.
Okay. Oh, a homie.
Yeah, I love Shaq. So Shaq, all right, so remember the lady that used to make the hood meals on YouTube?
Yes.
Or on Facebook?
Yes.
So somebody put out that she died, and this motherfucker put it up immediately. Rest in peace. Immediately, so he could be the first one. Bro, she was okay, bro. She had like a high blood pressure spike and was in the hospital and she's doing okay. Like, nobody read into it. Yo, is this true? I always want to see. You always fucking Google it or go to a trusted source to know if it's true. Usually TMZ, which is fucking nuts because they're in everybody's fucking backyard. But like,
it's funny, when the whole Nipsey Hussle thing, unfortunately. But TMZ, do you know even what TMZ even stands for?
Tits, music, and fucking zebras. I don't fucking know.
It stands for 30-mile zone. So funny enough that they're supposed to only cover 30-mile zone.
Oh yeah.
Yet they're in everybody's backyard. I just thought that was funny. But continue.
That's pretty good. I didn't even know that. I learned something. Another wrinkle in my fucking brain. But the whole thing is, if I see, when somebody says somebody dies, bro, I Google it and go to a trusted source first. I read on it.
But it's sad because TMZ has become that trusted source.
Complex is pretty good though. I follow Complex on Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have trusted sources.
Yeah, but Complex, I don't even know if I should say what I'm going to say, but Complex, when they were, I think they're still under Comcast.
Okay.
Because obviously they were more independent when Echo started it.
Yeah.
But I think now they're under the whole NBC Comcast thing.
That huge umbrella there.
That, it's not the same.
Yeah. But when they went to Dwayne Haskins, I kind of took for what they, you know what I mean? That, and I saw a Bleacher Report right away as a sports thing. I didn't have to do too much research, but I didn't go off of somebody in the Insta story saying, rest in peace. I Googled it, mm-hmm. and I wanted to find out. I feel bad. I don't give a fuck what sport he plays at this point. A human being lost their life. I didn't repost it on my Insta story because I don't know him personally. My condolences and prayers to your family, but niggas to repost somebody before they fucking know. before. I posted Nipsey because I felt like I knew the motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I met him twice.
Nipsey, Stack Bundles. Like, I don't know. I grew up with these people always in my face because my interest is with them and it hurt. Stack Bundles wasn't a philanthropist type of person. Not he getting was. The keys to the city. Who, Stack?
To the hood.
Come on.
To Far Rock.
All right, yeah, he used to drive Lambos to the hood to let them know what you can get if you work hard.
Absolutely.
But
that's philanthropy at its finest. I'm selling you the dream.
Hood Lamperby?
Yeah.
Own fucking word. Shout out to, like, rest in peace to them.
But Riot Squad.
Yeah, people felt, yo, rest in peace. Oh, Dwayne Howard, rest in peace. You would probably say how ass he was when he was on your team. Relax. I understand the humility saying that he's a human no matter how bad he was on your team. But I didn't, like, listen, people run to be the first. First of all, it was on 50 Insta stories. I'm like, wow, you guys are really fucking gathering.
But we can do that with
story.
Anything. Everybody always wants to be the first.
100%. I want to be the last because I want to have my facts. And that's someone's child. Like, listen, I'm going to do my research. Yo, I said rest in peace when I saw it. But I'm not post like I knew the dude. Like, there's people I really know that are dying that go up on my shit first. I don't even do that. Like, it's nobody's business how I feel about somebody. Like, certain people, yeah. But, like, chill, man. I'm motherfuckers. Shaq, you were funny for that too, bro. Like, that's fucked up. Auntie Faye, I think it was Auntie Faye. Rest in peace. 2 seconds. Like, yo, bro, she just had a fucking high blood pressure shock in the hospital. She's okay.
Oh, I only posted it because that guy pissed me off. And me as a person that, yeah, I'm not.
That's actually not a bad fucking reason. Like, hey, fuck you. Rest in peace to this man. You're a dickhead on what you said.
I would like to, even though I'm not in the industry full time like I once was, I still feel like I'm part of the community. I feel like anybody who has a podcast or some sort of blog, even if it's to a smaller degree, even if your shit sounds like it's being recorded off a banana, you're part of...
You're an outlet.
Yeah, you're an outlet because maybe you're within your friends or your small group. Like, for example, we don't have the biggest like reach, but as we meet more people, they like us, they actually give us a shot, and now they've included us in their like weekly routine.
Yeah.
They come to us, like they almost rely on us to get like takes, like the Will Smith shit. It's something that's so prevalent that people will like, oh, I can't wait to see what these guys are gonna say. So when you're on a bigger platform or you have such a bigger name, and the fact that this guy is considered the godfather of the NFL,
yeah,
like you had this much stain and to mishandle,
you fucking blew it.
He's 90, but it's not even an excuse. I feel like you mishandled your platform.
Yeah, you did.
You misused your voice.
Yeah, he lived to die.
Who says that?
Fucking dick face.
And you can't say, you misquoted me. Like, nigga, you said that. I just played it.
Yeah, you can't be misquoted if we had verbatim in your fucking weird ass.
When I first read that shit, I was like, he ain't say that. I was like, where's the tweet? Let me get this shit in context. And it's not even like I played you or hit that beginning. The guy starts the show saying, hey, I want to get your opinion. Yeah. So now I'm asking you the question, and the first things that come out of your mouth is, well, he was living to die.
God damn, bro.
Like, you're not misquoted, sir.
I'm taking that for what
you
it is. There's no other way around
it. You can't scramble out of that.
No pun intended.
Bro. You can't.
Yeah,
and for
up.
You to absolutely... Like, don't have me die and then come and tell me, like, his podcast was mid.
Oh, how about this? As I'm alive, you talk to me then and tell me, yo, change your life around. I want to see you do good. You know what I'm saying?
But who are you to tell me how to live my life, though?
No. I'm just saying. He was wilding a little bit. Like, no, to our standard, like, yo, you got bread.
Jersey's on.
Yo, but put it like this. It ain't like he was... I watched his story, right? Before he even passed away, which is funny, last week I watched Is It Too Soon to Call Him a Bust? Something by, you know me, I'm telling you all these like YouTube personalities I watched, they're fucking excellent. Flemlo Raps, y'all look him up, right? I think he did one of them. This dude walked into the Ohio State room as a kid, like, yo, I belong here, I want to go to college here. He was kind of spoon-fed and then put on a team where there were three other quarterbacks better than him and finally got a chance and had a great season with all his talent. Then he gets to the NFL, and he kind of, you know, they were saying he should have stayed another year. He was underdeveloped. That gentleman was telling the truth. He needed another year in college, another year to do that.
I
understand.
Hear you, but
it took him too
long
to get to
that. I'm not trying
to
hear that shit when you fucking tell him you living to die.
No, real shit. No, real shit. So I even got lost in why the fuck I even went that deep. But you just, oh, as he's starting to, like, you know, do certain, I'm pretty sure his father was on his ass. His father was big in his life and in his career. But if you, I grew up, you know, I watched him grow up, whatever the fuck you were saying, use that nasty voice. He goes, hey, Dwayne, slow down, chill. I actually think that he was going to be okay in Pittsburgh because Mitch Trubisky still hasn't really proved himself.
Mitch Trubisky's ass.
I don't think he's, bro, I'm trying to tell you, he's white Cam Newton. Is that a hot take? He has the
Cam right. Newton what? Cam MVP Cam Newton? No, Cam Newton or
I knew he was going. All right, mid-Cam. When Cam kind of started faltering. No, he has, he's 6'5", big arm. You know what I mean? I think he's going to be okay, bro. He's one of those, like, fuck, I fucked up. And he's, like, you know, doing film and tape. But like I said, there was a chance that he could have fucked up.
But I'll give and you Dwayne something more right crazy. There. I think the Chicago Bears teams that Trubisky was on, that they still made the playoffs by the skin of their teeth, and not because of
they
him,
had
but
a
in
lot
spite
of
him.
Position players, though, bro. And they had with Khalil
no, but
Mack,
that's what I'm saying. He couldn't do it with them. Now he's going to go into Pittsburgh with a worse personnel.
But you have not. Nah, well, Mike Tomlin is a players coach.
I hear
Mike
you.
Tomlin. He's going to coach him up. You know what? We're going to make a small little wager on our own that they're going to win over 8 games.
I'll gladly take that wager.
$20. Guys, we're shaking on here. They're gonna win 8 games.
No, they're not.
Bro, their defense, they still got the steel.
Look at the division
mentality
that they're in.
Who's fuck, what did I do?
Wait, they're gonna play the Ravens again? Twice. They're gonna play the Super Bowl Cincinnati Bengals twice. They're gonna play the Browns, who are not no pushovers either. Yeah,
Deshaun Watson ain't playing right away, bro. That's 2 wins.
Yeah, right. That's a lock. Away. That's a lock.
He ain't playing.
That's 6 losses right there.
When's Deshaun Watson playing?
He's not playing this year?
No, well, no, he's not going to play. They have to in order to look good, the NFL has to hand him like at least a 6-game suspension. I'll
They'll
be honest with
4.
You.
They're holding him a 4-pack.
A 4-pack?
Yeah.
All right. I say 4. Yeah. I say between 4 and 6. Can I average it out?
Yeah.
God damn, that division's nuts.
And let's see if they don't even play them right away.
I'm gonna be a Steeler fan in the short term, bro. I need them 8. I'm gonna be every yo Steeler. Get a jersey. I need 8 games. I need
then,
8.
And I think they play our division.
And we'll play $20 and a piece of cheesecake.
All right.
From fucking from VIP.
Okay.
And they say no VIPs. Like, I don't know if VIP belong to VIPs.
I'm telling you, and they play the NFC East. I mean the AFC East.
Who's in the AFC East again?
They'll beat the Jets, but the Dolphins got better.
Oh, they got New England this year?
They got New England, and they got Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo's crazy. Mitch played with them. Mitch played with Buffalo, so hopefully he knows a secret or two. I don't know. Like, yo, if you call Jared Allen a bitch,
man, that's 9 losses
right there. Is it
Jared
Allen? What's his name again? Not Jared Allen.
Josh Allen?
Yeah, holy shit. But you would have called me out for that. Yo, you fucking.
That's 9 losses right there.
Nah, bro.
I'm telling you.
But there's 18 games here, right? Some weird ass number this year. 16, yeah. 17 games.
They're going to lose.
They're going to be like
6 and like 12.
And Mike Tomlin, I trust. Yo, shout out to my boy Buddy. Shout out to fucking Macklemore. Shout out to my, who's still a fan? My boy Shmoo. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm rooting for the Steel. Who else? Jason's a Steeler fan. Hey, fellas, I'm on y'all side. I need y'all to give me 8 fucking games, bro.
Tell them they could all pitch in and give me a 20 piece as well. And I'll buy them all a piece of cheesecake as well.
Hey, it's only $4. You only buy a few people slices, you know what I'm saying?
I'll buy the whole goddamn cheesecake.
Oh, God.
I have that much confidence. They're going to suck. Anyway, back to Dwayne Haskins. Don't talk about my fucking career when I die.
Or in a better light. Like, how about, yeah, forget about the career. Speak about me as a human being. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, man. And you got to realize, look, if you want to go down the rabbit hole of all the NFL players who fake what was bad, look at Dan Marino. He came in the league hot. They ain't want him.
Yeah.
He turned out okay.
Yeah.
He ain't commit no crime. Look at Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Throwing fucking blue crabs at the kids. In his thing, I mean, his NFL career ain't the greatest either, but he ain't out here like, you know,
I'll be
pulling
honest,
the Aaron Hernandez.
If you would have fucking passed away, God knows what
they treat Aaron Hernandez in a better light when he died than they did with Dwayne Haskins, the way they talk to
bro,
him now.
Nah, bro.
Yes,
no,
they
no,
did.
No.
Bro, they fucking made a documentary and humanized the shit out of this guy.
It was a terrible. That documentary made him. He was a gay murderer. That's the fuck I got from that whole fucking
bro,
thing.
Bro. the LGBTQ community was behind that nigga. They were behind that nigga. They was like, he's ours.
No, yeah, he's ours. We can
the
keep
plus
him.
In LGBTQ is Aaron Hernandez.
We're going to trade you guys such and such for Aaron Hernandez. Yo, real quick, though.
Dog, they were the doing plus in LGBTQ is Aaron Hernandez. He's the plus.
Let me ask, yo, we can call B back about this. Like, yo, what would you say about Aaron Hernandez? Yo, they threw in random gay dudes. I went to high school with Aaron, and that was it. He just smiled on camera and it cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, his father was a little narcissistic. And there's like three random gay dudes. They human, I went to high school.
They humanized the shit out of this nigga. And they're already fucking like.
Nah, bro, that dude was a monster, son.
They humanized them. Watch the doc on. Watch all the docs.
Bro, he shot everybody he knew. He didn't shoot strangers, bro. Everybody he shot, he had a fucking some type of relationship with. Crazy.
Yeah, but they humanized them.
But he had a longer.
And they made him like the greatest fucking college tight end ever.
From Miami University. That team.
The Florida? Yeah, the Gators.
Them teams are fucking but that's what filled I'm saying. With felons,
but they were all talking about like, Ma, he's great. He's amazing. Same thing when he was on the Patriots.
He was ripped. He was going.
But that's what I'm saying. Why are you going to humanize this guy? And then all the worst thing he did was just be immature. That's what I'm saying. And he was a terrible quarterback. But why? But don't fucking put my terrible level of play.
I'll be honest. I think with maturity, he would have became a better quarterback. Because you'll
sit
and do
it. Bro, he's 24. You know how much dumb shit I did at 24? Yeah. Nigga, how much dumb shit I do at 34?
I'm still doing dumb shit. Once now, you know what? A little bit.
Nah, man, get the fuck out of here. Don't like don't be fucking
two iPads in my cart ready to just fucking risk
about
it.
To risk it all.
Fuck this rent. Get these iPads.
Dead ass.
Me and Avery gonna be watching iPads everywhere we go, man. The two 12-inch joints too. Fuck it.
Twin
iPads and headrests. Twin iPads and headrests telling my landlord to chill for a second. I can't do it. Give me another night of AJ's so I can pay all these iPads.
I'm telling you, man. That's the problem. People miss fucking handling fucking their privilege to be on media. They could either take something and really shine a light on something in a positive manner and do things in a very gracious way, or you could do some salacious fucking.
I love that word, by the way.
Salacious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's that shock jock. I need that reaction. And then when you get the attention your way, they're gonna fucking try to walk it back.
Yeah, don't misquote me.
Yeah, bro. This shit might run a little bit longer than an hour because there's two things I want to get to.
Wait, where we at right now? All right, go. Oh, no, shit,
no. WI, it's a special.
All right, it is a Sunday special.
So we off Dwayne Haskins, RIP, gone too soon. It's sad.
Rest in peace, man.
You know that's somebody's son.
Yeah.
He's. You know what I mean? That's not cool. And fuck all these people talking shit.
With their whole like activity, man. Use your platform for better fucking verbiage. You guys are trained on this shit.
Media training gone wrong. Is this what they teach you at Disney?
I teach you a lot of shit at Disney from documentaries I watch. But yeah, I ain't gonna get into that rabbit hole.
So speaking of... I don't even know how to transition to this shit, but this is kind of a topic that's going to lead into the question of what I asked. Because I'm not even going to get to talk about my weekend outside of what I just did with the modeling thing. Because my Saturday was a very, very interesting piece of comedy, which led me to the topic that we're going to close with.
Could we get some fire here?
Nah, I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna give you the topic. I feel like this next topic is an actual topic that I want to get your opinion on. I won't even talk about.
And we haven't spoken about this previously, or do we?
I mentioned it to you, and we didn't really get your opinion.
Oh, so I'm ready to go all the way in.
Yeah.
All right.
So, there's this white girl.
All right.
Let me see if I fucking find her name. Cause I want to make sure.
Okay, we did briefly touch on it. I actually watched that story while I was in the shower from Jada Black.
Let me see if I can find her name. It is.
She played the 3-4-5-4-5.
Okay. I'm trying to find her name. Her name is Courtney Clenny, also known as, what was the other name? No, she has like a stage name, Courtney Taylor, 25, from Texas, killed, according, well, allegedly, because they didn't officially think, but I read, I was doing a lot of research on this.
She did that shit.
Man, fuck that alleged shit. Man, she fucking did that shit.
We saying it here. You're hearing the facts.
Yeah, man.
No cosign.
She killed her boyfriend, Christian Obumaselli.
Yeah.
I probably said his name wrong.
Obumaselli, I think. He's an African dude, right?
No, he's not. Yeah, Nigerian.
Nigerian, yeah.
So, and now this is going to be the me. I guess this, I'm going to call myself a hypocrite because I'm literally going to do exactly what fucking Adam Schefter just did. Because now I'm going to bring the human side of this guy to kind of paint a picture of who he is.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking excuse the fact that he shouldn't have not deserved it. He should not be dead.
Yeah.
No one deserves to die.
You dove deeper than I did because I kind of know where you're going. I didn't really look into what.
Well, I was doing my due diligence because I felt like this was an interesting topic for me to discuss about interracial relationships.
Yeah.
The dichotomy behind it. Why. Do certain races opt to date outside of their race, especially like black men?
Yeah.
More being into white women.
Yeah.
But we ain't gonna get into that. I just gonna talk about the murder today.
Okay.
That's for next week. That's what we call it.
I'm mad general with that.
I want to put the poll out. I want to get everybody's opinion. I want to, you know, that's what we call a teaser in the business, kids.
Put the poll out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she and this guy moved to Miami about maybe 2 months ago. They were from Texas, and
fast life hit them hard, huh?
No, so she's making about, according to her, she makes $1 million a month on OnlyFans,
yeah,
through the subscriptions. I think this guy works in some sort of photography. If I could be wrong, but I know he worked like one of those type of creative, like
media creators.
Yeah, like, okay, like a content creator of some sort. And from pictures, it looked all sunshine and rainbows, but you know what that means.
When they look so happy on the outside that he can only be happy on the outside.
Exactly. Yeah. So according to and she's even mentioned this, an old clip of hers coming up on a podcast that she did is called We Sell Miami. Shout out to them. They're doing great things over there.
We Sell Miami?
We Sell Miami.
Okay.
So I like to see other podcasters kind of get their niche.
Never gonna listen.
Do their thing. Cool. I'm not gonna listen either, but this is what's shout out to them because they have a following, so good for them. But yeah, they interviewed her.
I'll listen to that episode.
Clip that's surfacing is basically her saying that she only dates rich black men, sensationalizing that. And you know, everybody's gonna attack her for like, yo, like, you know, white woman always like trying to glorify the black man, like only like for a certain look.
Yeah.
But then I was digging deeper into this guy and he was on the same type of time but in reverse. Like he only liked white women. But
is it the whole credit score thing? That we like,
no,
like
I date that's me.
White women.
That's because, me, you know, saying that as a joke.
It's a fucking running joke. Like, yo, the white women have 700 credit score. I know white women that have fucking 400s.
Oh, 1000%.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, but in the way that he was glorifying white women, he was shitting on black women too. There's like a shit ton of tweets of him.
Just leave that out, man. Just like who you like and respect who you. I hate when people fucking do that. That's such an imbalance to me. If I love one thing, I don't shit on the other. I don't. Leave that alone. I love what I love. I pay respect and flowers. And if I don't prefer that, because I'm not gonna say hate, if I don't prefer that, it's cool.
Yeah.
The fuck, man.
So he was definitely doing that. So then what wound up happening was, I guess they got too big for their britches in Texas and they decided to move to Miami. And it's beautiful, like high rise, like you have to have money to live there.
I call Miami tropical New York because everybody fucking migrates down there from up here.
So they're living there in a beautiful loft. But what's going on that she was very, very handsy. Clearly.
Oh,
But it would always be like her to him, never him to her. So like she'll get very belligerent. There'll be plenty of times that they'll get physical.
Yeah.
And it would never be the other way around. And they had like their friends kind of like knew.
Yeah, they were. I heard like they were sticking up for him. Like
yes,
both sides.
Yes,
mutual friends were like, "Yo,
yes,
yeah."
But you know, he, according to you know, like insiders, like their friends and stuff, they were saying that he liked the what her being white did for him, like so status wise.
So basically, he was getting into rooms.
Yes.
Okay. Because of her being a yes. Caucasian woman.
That it afforded him more opportunities.
How the world works is so fucked up, but there's validity to it, unfortunately.
Yeah. So that happened, and then I guess she was like overly jealous, and they were having an argument in the parking lot, and I guess that's where it took place because they have the closed caption little cameras.
I thought he got stabbed in the apartment. Happened outside?
No, they were having an altercation outside.
And then it got finished
off. I guess it finished off in the crib.
Okay.
So they came. I guess she called the police. Then she had to do the universal. Yo, I'm about to go kill myself. And in Florida they have this thing called the Baker Act that when anybody claims, you know, to be like insane or just do any of that type of mental health shit,
yeah,
they automatically detain you in a mental health facility.
Man, look my fucking balls,
for 72 hours, which I understand because a person as myself that deals with mental health,
you gotta evaluate them.
Yeah,
right?
That happened. So they saved her. So now it was coming out that if it was the other way around, he wouldn't even made it to the mental health facility. They would have probably shot him on sight.
Agreed.
So.
Unfortunately, due to our fucking...
I'm all with, you know, everything that is going on story-wise. I can rock with that. It's the fact that she's still posting on her OnlyFans account and TikTok and Instagram. And maybe you could schedule posts and shit, but...
Bro.
I don't think the shit that she was posting was scheduled.
There's sick motherfuckers out there that get off on her being pretty and knowing that she fucking murdered somebody. Fuck that alleged shit. Like, oh, she's a fucking murderer and she's fucking hot. You know, niggas are sick out here. It's a sick world.
So it's like, off of that alone, it should be you're clipped.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah, she has no remorse. But it don't take mental health to keep on fucking doing that. Get the fuck out of here, man. She snapped back.
But she's not. But technically, as of this recording, I don't think she's charged still. That's the frustrating part.
Is she even detained?
She's in the mental health thing.
Oh, she eating fresh pudding and getting fucking.
She's getting the
jerking
works
off the fucking dude, man. Bro, yeah. Come on, man.
She's getting fresh tapioca.
Yeah, bro. Come on, man. What the fuck is that? Like you said, my man would have been in the fucking hole right now.
Uh-huh.
Disrespectful,
yeah.
Motherfucker. I mean, God forbid he would have been alive. Like you said, they shoot first, ask questions, laugh. You are proven guilty before you are fucking innocent because of what you look like sometimes, bro.
So I bring up this topic with her and him to kind of just dig deep. I don't even want to go into the whole interracial thing because I feel like that's a good topic for next week and it's a good cliffhanger. I want to stick on what I've said, and I hope the white listeners that we have, all two of y'all, don't get offended. Y'all know that we love you. We don't mean y'all.
Love you to death.
This is why I further double down. I say white women are the most fucking powerful women on the planet.
But they should be appreciative of that, right? Why would they?
No, because it's like, it's this damsel in distress bullshit. Like, you can sneeze the wrong way, and like, once a white woman's on a Monopoly board and she gets on Waterworks,
yeah,
my nigga, yeah, it's curtains.
Real shit. That's the birth of a Karen. Like, that's like the whole, isn't that the whole
precedence? That should be the name of the movie. Instead of Birth of a Nation, Birth of a Karen.
Yeah.
Why? I want to know why is this the way this is, and if there's ever a way that this is going to be combated. Because there'll be even people that are black that'll fall into this fucking bullshit, and they'll buy into this damsel in distress white woman. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I see people in law enforcement. I see people in the street that if a white woman just starts crying and it looks like the world's crashing down, everybody's gonna like, yo, oh my God.
Speaking of that, I just saw a fucking video where this high school girl was on her TikTok, guzzling the fuck out of tequila, was swerving. The cop was actually being cool, but the waterworks started. I just broke up with my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. Nothing would have came of it. She didn't get a DUI, nothing, right? Her dumb ass gonna say, yo, he tried to get my number too. Like, he tried to ask me on a date, and he has like the body camera. Can't foot it. But the thing is, as soon as she started crying, she's 18 years old, she was fucking drinking and driving, and he let her go with a warning because I guess he was trying to be cool. But that just proves your point even further.
I want to know why as a society we tolerate this shit.
I don't. But there's not the bigger picture. The all little fucking stance on this shit is like, I don't tolerate that bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. I don't know, bro.
It's frustrating because it's this type of shit that it's the double standard and everything. I can't fucking turn on the waterworks and expect to get help.
They'll tell you, they'll probably beat you, tell you to man up.
Yeah, man, walk it off, nigga.
Yeah, be a man, bro. What the fuck you doing?
And it's like, yo, she's not charged. She's out here still getting bankrolled money. She's still creating content. She, like, one of those TikToks she had was a meme. It said when the relationship is toxic, and there was like 500 red flags, and she's just smiling, like kind of like, yeah, that's what I like. So she's about that like weird
kinky, she gonna like, get hers. Let her have fun now.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, was it Kyle Rittenhouse that got off for killing those people at the
Did he shoot other white people?
No.
It was black folks he shot. I'm sorry for being so ignorant about
this. Nigga's out here like now counter suing, like, and he was signing autographs.
I sound mad ignorant for asking that. I apologize for the super intelligent people that was did this shit. I said,
this nigga's on a press run.
I apologize, man.
My man Zimmerman was signing Skittle bags.
This is what the fuck. This is what the fuck fucks me up with that. And Jay-Z had a very dope line about this.
Oh, they killed X and let Zimmerman
live? Streets are dead.
Streets is done.
How the fuck is
Zimmerman? Streets is done.
Zimmerman must be giving the Gok 3000 and snitching on everybody and doing mad shit.
This nigga is signing Skittle bags. Like if it's fucking Comic-Con. Niggas is lining up to, yo, sign this.
I wish somebody would have faked it and just chopped his fucking head off. Like, hey, yeah, sign my bag. Ah, yeah, bitch. Fucking.
I'm just saying, like, people, like.
I can't, bro. This is not the double standard. The double standard and just, this is, it's very disheartening, very scary.
This is another crime of somebody, of the caucus.
Caucus Islands.
Yeah, of the Caucus Island ratio, taking someone's life of someone that's black.
You ever run into somebody where they always try to balance? Well, white people get the same thing too. Man, shut your ass up.
Do they?
The examples that we've seen, they treat. I think they treat poorer Caucasian folks like from the trailer park and all that shit. I think they beat the shit out of them.
Nigga, how many trailer parks we got around here?
There's one as soon as you enter Bayonne. That no. I always, it's not, I don't think it's like a real, but I see trailer park looking houses over there, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. When you enter Bayonne, you know the little turnpike entrances over there by where the basketball courts are?
Yeah.
The shit is in that area. So
randomly. The Hudson Lanes?
No, before that. Randomly. It's so random. It's after Hudson Lanes, but on the other side. It's so random. I said, yo, what the fuck is this, bro? Real shit. There's like a trailer park over there. I'm gonna show you. Gotta show you that shit. I gotta go to the shop right. I go to that shop right in Bayonne anyway and pass it. I'm gonna take a fucking picture.
It's probably bitches there with dirty feet.
They're making their fucking
They're making Calarazzi on the spot.
Sipping and stepping at the same time. Yeah,
sip and step.
Sipping.
We should open up. We should start our own sip and step. Imagine.
You get to pick your favorite song. All right, this is going to get mad and mature.
You pick your
really
grapes.
Quick. Yeah, pick your grapes and your tunes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crip walking on grapes.
Yo, Crip. Yeah, you know, they are grapes.
Grape Street. Oh, shit.
Look at that. Look, you see what we did there?
Look what we did there. You son
of
a bitch.
This is why we're the number one show that no one knows.
We will not be the greatest things to never happen. I'll tell you that.
All right, so let me wrap this up. Fuck that white bitch. I hope
corny shit face. That was a corny kid joke. Corny shit face.
I hope she gets hers. She probably won't. I wouldn't be surprised if they let her off.
That shit might actually go under the fucking... I haven't heard nothing of it, really. And I'm on all these media outlets. I know Jada Black will speak on it. Shout out to him. I fuck with Jada Black. But it's like... Yeah.
White is right. All right, let me the last topic. So, I was out Saturday night. Like I said, I won't get too deep into the conversations that I was having with a friend of mine that I've not seen in over 6 years.
Yeah.
She invited me over to the crib. We caught up. It was felt nostalgic. She's the homie. That's my man, 100 grand. And we just started having a conversation about relationships. And obviously, I've had my fair share of duds. And she's had her fair share of duds.
Yeah.
And I won't go too deep into that soon, just not today. I'll spare her. Because Susie came in, she was mad. She heard the show. Susie wants. Never mind. I'll spare Susie.
Susie,
this week.
We love you.
So we're having a conversation, and we start talking about the dichotomy of a man versus a woman, and we get into a certain conversation, and we start talking about chivalry and how they used to be. Because let's name this person Mariah.
Nice.
Let's give her this
nice
name.
Yeah, I liked it.
Mariah. So I'm at Mariah's house, and Mariah's older than me, but I think Mariah's in her 50s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's like my OG.
Okay.
So
the Oracle?
Yes.
All
right. So I'm at Mariah's house. Should we kicking it? So Mariah's been around the block a few times. She's seasoned.
Yeah.
And you know, she's used to a certain type of behavior from a man. And the last few relationships she's seen, chivalry wasn't even like
A thing.
So I was thinking to myself, I thought of you, I was like, we're pretty stand up gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'll hold the door for a bitch.
We're loyal to a fault. We're loyal to a fault, man.
Yeah, like for example, at the party, a certain female bought me a beer.
Yeah.
And I returned her the favor.
That's just the first thing on my mind. Like, I just can't help it. Like, I got you. We probably tell people most of the time we're forced to accept things, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, please take it. I'm like, nah, chill. You know what? All right. I know they want to do it just as a favor, but you know what? As a man in general, like, no, I got you back. It makes me feel comfortable to even everything. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just me as a fucking man, as a person. I want to do for you as well. And I genuinely mean it, not just because you got me something. Sorry, I went on a tangent. Okay.
So I'm talking to Mariah, and She's like really venting to me about chivalry and how that's like it's dead. So then I had to ask her, well, who killed it? And then she told me that obviously she said the typical answer that a man did. So I was like, really?
Yeah, her situation shouldn't be the sale and all be all. Like,
I told her, I was like, I want to take this topic to the listeners. And as I've put this poll up,
City Girls Kill Chivalry,
I've had a total of 25 people out of our 5 listeners answer this. And it's actually pretty close. 44% say men kill chivalry, 56% say women kill chivalry. And out of the people that said women, most of the people here on this list are women.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, there's men in here too, but it's phenomenal to me that mostly women are saying that women kill chivalry. So now, I go to the roundabout way to ask, if women killed chivalry, why are they clamoring for it?
That's just, I don't know. We're doing an overall general consensus. There are,
yes, I'm going off of my poll.
Yeah, there's women that, like you said, like she enjoys, you know, having doors opened and certain things and stuff that the Jedi gentleman should do.
So now I'm going to read some of the comments here, because I told people to DM me here. Okay, I'm going to start with the most recent, because this is actually one of my old co-hosts, Jazz. Shout out, Jazz. She's a yoga instructor. She's a yoga instructor. If you need any yoga, go to her. Follow her at All That Jazz, J-A-Z-S. So she says, oh, she's leaning more lenient here. She said, let me see if she even voted, because I want to see what her, if she responded, my bad. I'm pressing a whole bunch of buttons here. Let me see if she voted, and if she did, then I'll read some of the comments. I don't think she voted, and that's probably why she left it at by just DMing me. Okay, she did not vote, but she left a very intelligent answer. So let me read it. This is tough. I say society. Being programmed and conditioned, I don't think it's neither man or woman. Some people are brought up around loving parents, so how is someone supposed to know what chivalry is? So I guess she's saying, like me, I was raised with loving parents, and I was taught morals and values, so I'm going to like exercise that, which is probably the reason why I don't cheat on women. I blame my mom.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's her fault.
Yeah, I was raised around, you know what I mean? Shout out my pops, my moms, you know what I mean? They just taught me to be a decent human being. And I think within instilling decent values, good values in me, I never thought that, I don't think, you know, hey, you hold the door for me. I just knew that it felt right. It felt right to do that.
I hold the door for my fucking uncle upstairs when he's bringing groceries. And when he's trying to be thanking me, I'll be saying, nigga, we are not friends. I just saw that you needed to fucking get in the building, but fuck you. Yeah. And I go upstairs when I'm on the first floor.
So obviously, nigotry isn't dead.
No.
Your ass is cheating.
Oh, nah. I will still tell you to go fuck yourself, but I'll hold the door for you in the process. Because I need to make sure you hear me to tell you fuck you. Because if I close the door and tell you fuck you, you're not going to hear it. So I need to make sure you heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
Absolutely. Let me read another one here. This one was from a good old friend, Dom. She actually voted women.
Okay. Okay, Dom.
She says, when standards and expectations are neglected.
Yeah.
And then,
meaning that the woman, like, yo, chill, I got this thing.
Yes.
Overside. I'm a city girl, bitch. I get it on my own.
So let me read. This is her furthering, because she told me she had to step away. And she was going to come back, and she finally replied. Okay, so the issue is women go into situationships thinking they can go with the flow. I will erase that part, because I'm not going to put her business out there.
So basically just fucking and eating? Like, you know, just going out there and we fucking, like, where does the gentleman come along if we're slutting each other out?
Yeah, but let me read the rest of it, because I had to skip some of the part because I'm not going to put her business out. When reality hits, our emotions are indeed a thing, and not setting that standard of respect and being courted creates an experience we will inevitably have to heal from. Not worth it, in my opinion, but we do it anyway. So with that said, we allow men to believe chivalry isn't necessary when it's really a foundational requirement of a relationship going both ways.
That word chivalry just sounds like a medieval term for like something bad.
No.
Chivalrous, my dear. You chivalrous whore. Like, what the
damn,
fuck?
Being a chivalrous whore is crazy. So you're just freely giving out the pussy.
You chivalrous whore. Now I'm going home and watching Mad Viking shit. Whatever the fuck.
No, you can watch the Vikings lose.
Oh, man. I did big pound. How you feel about that?
That's what you get for not fucking answering the right questions.
He was all nervous. He was all...
Yeah, he was really taking that shit serious. I wholeheartedly agree with what she said. Because I'll give you an example. If I'm... Let's just say I'm single, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not looking for anything. And I'm telling you I'm not looking for anything.
That's usually my thing from the door. It's very good to be up front.
Mm-hmm. And the girl, because she's feeling you, it's like she didn't hear that part.
Yep.
She'll be like, all she heard was, like, I'm single. She didn't hear that I'm not looking for anything serious. She just heard that I'm single, and that means you're available. Women will now take that, and like their whole mission is to try to change your mind.
It never turns out the fucking like.
Never. But in doing that, because you're chilling, you may be friendly, and obviously you get into chaquetes, so that's always a bonus. But you being kind and like potentially holding out a door, or yo, I'll pay for this. Don't worry about it. She's thinking like, oh my God, like this is
he
it.
He loves me. This is it.
Yeah, when in reality, you're just trying to be
generally a nice motherfucker.
Then in turn, there'll be a guy who's all over her body, and like he'll try to do the same thing, and she doesn't want to accept it.
She don't want it from him. She's but being it, a situation.
So in your thing, it'll be like chivalrous. Where it's not, you're not even really trying to be chivalrous. You're just that's just who you are by nature.
Yeah.
And then there's someone who's overly going like above and beyond. Oh, let me get that. Oh, let me do this. Oh, let me buy this for you. Oh, let me take you here. Like being overly available.
He's the cornball.
And he's the one that gets stepped on. He's a simp.
Yeah.
And then there's ones that when they are together and when they get the up prize, they just stop. Because now they already got what they wanted.
That's so stupid. That's like lying on your resume to get what you want to get.
Oh, I lie on my resume all the time.
You should. Absolutely.
I tell people I went to fucking Princeton.
Yo, I applied for Harvard, and I don't tell whether I get in or not. But I had the balls to apply for it and shit.
I applied for Harvard in real life. Clearly, I didn't get in.
That's pretty cool to kind of just do it. Yeah. I applied for Harvard. Yeah, and they're like this. Yeah, and what happened?
I didn't get in.
I'm begging to work for you. I'm begging for you to pay me right now. Oh man.
Let me see. I'm gonna read a few more here because I feel like these are really interesting comments here. Let me read another one. This one is actually from my boy Rel, who also has like a. It's not a real serious pod. He kind of just does like conversations in the car. Okay, so check him out. Conversations with Rel. Look at me trying to be nice.
I like it.
Men don't realize, but we have to have zero tolerance for bullshit. That was his comment.
Right there, Rel. Rel got right to it.
Yeah, straight and he voted. Let me see. I think he definitely voted. I got to get a people's stance on stuff. He said men kill chivalry.
Kill chivalry.
Yeah. So we have zero tolerance for bullshit. That's why chivalry's dead. I can see that. Because I'm at my wit's end with women. Like, if you don't listen, I'm fucking over it.
Like, yo, fuck out of here.
Yeah, like.
What did Jay-Z say? Get that independent ass shit out of here. Question. Like, some women are like, look, independence is fucking gorgeous to me. I love it, independency. But sometimes you get so independent, it's like, yo, fuck everything you have to offer. And you skip over the person that's trying to do good stuff for you because you're so independent. And it's unfortunate because there's a lot of dirtbag motherfuckers that destroy good women.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get a chance to get to these women that are good, they're just scarred and they have this door up. And like, nah, don't do shit for me. It's okay, I'll do it for myself. Like,
is
there reverse chivalry? Like, women that want to cook for me, something like that. I had a woman say, you don't let nobody take care of you. Is that reverse chivalry?
No, that's almost like in a form of catering, no?
Yeah, but isn't chivalry a form of catering?
It is. I mean, it's not exclusively that.
Chivalry only applies to a man and woman, like not a woman into a man. Like I would never. I mean, I think it's universal, door.
But I feel like shit. I feel like I mean, the word for a woman would be catering because by, and this is where I get killed, by nature, typically.
Oh God, I'm.
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah,
women. I don't agree to this. I feel like
nurturers.
Are more to be submissive to men. That is the
in the history of what we've been taught. Yes, which is total. But I understand though.
Yes,
I understand. I don't understand.
No, they're going to cut out. They're going to cut out the part where I just said women are supposed to be submissive to men, and then that's what they're going to run with.
Yeah, they are. Not this shit.
Not the part where I'm saying in history. That's what we were like, you know.
Yeah, but I don't rock with that. It's like
No, but I hear so many women say they'll be willing to be submissive to a man if a man were to provide.
Okay. So there's a give and take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But then it's so many you know, it's just so many layers to that shit.
Let's just be human and be nice to each other.
We can't do that.
Fuck about that.
People want toxic behavior.
I'll give you a toxic. I like being by myself when you want to spend time. That's my toxic trait. I'm very selfish with my fucking time. I'll be chivalrous to myself. I open doors for myself. I feed myself. I cook for myself.
I have to open the door to myself because I don't have a Tesla yet.
Hey, didn't.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Boys got caught? Yeah. Boys got caught.
Fucking sad. Let me read two more here and we out.
Oh God, we went. Oh, this podcast 30 hours.
Yeah, they'll be happy. They'll be happy that we were this shit on time. I think my cousin just. Oh no, she's just sending me fucking memes. I'll talk to her later.
Send some memes.
Cause I gotta call her anyway. She's dealing with some other shit. This was Maria. Shout out to Maria. This was the hair and makeup artist that was trying to make me look semi-decent for my
shit, my man looking like fucking, I don't even know, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, she put the fucking highlighter and the bronzer.
Yeah, I had a video of her doing a curl thing too. The Raisa Ramon.
And she actually voted women killed chivalry. Radical third wave feminist women who fall into this have destroyed men's places in their lives and in society. We need men. I like this.
She's dope.
Yeah. Always will. And I think it's in men to want to court women.
We need each other. Fuck that.
Bring back manly men and the women who embrace them. I fucking love this.
Yo, real quick. Is it bad every time someone say feminist, I think of like only
dykes? Like Dave Chappelle said, frumpy dykes. I swore to God, when someone said feminist, I thought that was what it meant.
Like I hate they all have the same look, like the short colored hair, and they're like they're always
portly. Yeah, they look like fucking Miss Vincent or Miss Harrigan, the gym teachers from Cordero. God
damn. Miss Vincent.
What the fucking? She had the Eddie Guerrero fucking mullet.
She had the Kentucky waterfall.
Yeah.
Wow. Miss Vincent, yo, I wish.
And Miss Harrigan had the fucking comb over.
What the fuck?
She had the salt and pepper comb over with the buck teeth.
Marty Jannetty as your fucking gym
teacher. Yeah, she do like Marty Jannetty in the
Barbara
face.
Barbara the Beefcake. Yo. British Bulldog. God damn, she had the
British. Yeah, they had the British Bulldog braids one day.
Shout out to them, though, bro. They were the
beads,
pretty cool, right?
With the anal beads on the tips.
Oh, come on, bro. Yo, if y'all making this part,
that's how you know this shit's about to end. When I start going off the rails, anal beads on the tips is crazy.
Anal beads on the tips is crazy. I hope y'all made it this far. I wish y'all knew what the fuck they go Google. Everybody be looking. Those are our gym teachers. Oh my fuck, Miss Vincitor and Miss Harrigan, bro.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was good.
That was fucking good shit.
That's good.
I gotta read this one last one because my homegirl Lynette always comes with the. With common, with really what you call it. Let me see who the fuck she voted for, because I think she voted for
animals. Like, the fuck?
Damn.
That's the one that says something?
No.
That's just the random. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. 30 hours. Dude, I sound so fucking clear on this shit.
I know.
Thank you.
$500, you better.
Thank you. Thank you, bro.
She voted for women. Yo, these women kill chivalry.
Hey,
I don't want to hear this shit anymore. When they say chivalry's dead, I'm like, you fucking killed
you, son of a fuck.
So she came in with some really insightful shit. Let me read this real quick.
Oh my God.
I think women killed it more because of women saying they don't need a man. That's what you just said.
That's my point.
I can do it myself, blah, blah. I think men who tried to be nice looked at this like it was some hidden agenda for the women and felt the men were making them feel little or useless. She's pretty much echoing your sentiments.
Yeah.
And also the new generation, they are all sensitive and pussy. She didn't say that. I said the last part.
I want to say shout out to her. I was like, she's fire.
About equal rights. So I think that concept is just dead on them. Does that make sense? I also think women need to treat men and take care of them too, with the fancy dates and all that. Yeah, take us out.
What they say? Steak slut
and
me out?
Oh, yeah, slut me out. Steak and blow day. Yeah, I don't even eat steak. Jackfruit. Yo, and BJ day.
Look, but jackfruit and BJ day. Yo, real quick, like, what's the problem with everybody treating each other like kings and queens, man?
Hey, they treating us like fucking jokers and jackals.
There's a level, though, man. You got to really just like levels to everything, okay?
Expound more.
I'm trying
about to. Because we're about to close.
Yeah, I can't gather my thought on that because I have to get the right verbiage for it to kind of, for it to make sense. But it's always like if one's doing more for the other, they're being suckered or suckered. If you're really that person to do more, like I would love to reciprocate. I reciprocate.
Yeah, but me as a person that will go out above and beyond when it's not, okay, you don't have to necessarily reciprocate to the same ratio. When I feel like it's not even being received, that's when it's like, well, why, what the fuck?
In my opinion, we need time in too, because people do crazy amount of shit in the beginning. That honeymoon stage is a fucking...
I'm niggas.
That honeymoon stage is vicious. I'm going to tell you why.
Nigga, tell me about it.
When females that I'm very, very cool with, they ask me like, yo, 6 months from now, you're still going to be the same way. Joking, all that, blah, blah, blah. I like doing random shit. I said, I focus on trying to be that person. Like, I don't like switching up unless I feel you're switching up. Like, things aren't the same. Mm-hmm. So we subconsciously start to change up, and that's when I, as a man, be like, you know what, let's start over. Not start over, but here, let's do something that we used to do. Honeymoon stage, try to keep it alive and do romantic shit.
But that's why I'd be trying to go above and beyond from the rip, because it's, I feel like if I'm doing something and I set that standard, I'm either gonna match that or top it.
I want to see who deserves a standard. Who the fuck deserves a standard?
Well, I feel like once I start dating, and like,
we're gonna be, I'm very simple in the beginning.
Oh, no, I'm
but
saying,
romantic, but it's just like, yo.
No, I'm saying, if I'm dating and I handpick you and we decide that we gonna really make this a thing, I'm going all in.
Nigga, first Christmas, you can't be getting like the craziest shit.
Oh, bro.
I gotta see if you'll be the same woman. Like, we gotta both see if we'll be the same. Let's chill.
Dog,
let's,
I bought,
relax,
a girl fucking Louis fucking clutch.
You see?
And she cheated on me. But a nigga,
she
from
clutched
Travis
the bag and bounced.
Yeah, she ran off with the bag. She ran on the plug.
Oh my God. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, just chill in the beginning, feel things out. A lot of things are rushed. As Leos, we love hard. But I also observe hard too. I observe
hard.
Yeah, I
mean, I'm hip to the game, like A-Rod.
I'm
a bar.
Super hip.
But it's just frustrating when, why do I have to switch up the way I love? Because people are pieces of shit and don't know how to receive it.
Don't switch up the way you love.
Just switch up
just
who you
allocate.
Love on.
New York, let's be clear.
Nah, son, that's a bar, son.
But how do we, who the fuck this, yeah, yeah.
Nah, son.
But everybody seems like the person you want to love on in the beginning.
Like if I want to fucking, why do I have to switch up this on the hoes? Like, I'm trying to.
Hello. Hey, bring in the band, please. We can't help it every time. Y'all can see this
at least once.
Really quick, before we wrap this shit up, just allocate properly.
Scale it.
Scale it. I'm very good at observing, and I don't go too hard. I'm, you know, I like to go out to eat. I like doing movies. I like doing the basic stuff. And I love when a woman is just authentically who she is. And I'm a man that observes the person I'm with. If you like something, you keep, hey, babe. And they're not saying it, so I do it, but I retain information well. And, you know, little things here and there. But just observe well and allocate sparingly in the beginning until you know it's for real, for real. And wait, what do you know is for real, for real? When time is invested and things still feel really good deep into the relationship. That's just my opinion on it. Just chill out.
I just feel like sometimes people put so much time invested into things because it's so much time invested, yeah, they just stay longer.
Nigga, I'm not, exactly, but I'm not showing off in the beginning. Fuck that.
But that's my thing. That's my brand. I need to show off from the rip.
I'm not showing off from the rip because then things get ripped apart early.
You get cheated on.
Yeah, let's see if you're going to keep on earning this as a beautiful human being that I met you as, the person I fell in love with. Continue to be that person when you don't get what you want right away because maybe I missed a fucking signal. Like, just chill for a second. Yo, I got you. I got us. But I am the king of fucking observing before I go for the kill. Like chill with that shit. I ain't no fucking sucker. Eh? I'm not saying I'm a sucker because I love her. I'm not saying that. But love,
I'm a sucker.
Love sparingly. Nah, look, you're a good person. Love protect your fucking heart, Three Stacks. Protect your heart. Chill for a second. Lie in the fucking grand. I don't know why I did the fucking.
Yeah.
But just chill for a second. Drop little droplet in there. In the beginning, you go hard because you're a great person and you love hard. No, you're right. If I picked you, then you deserve this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I say chill in the beginning and see if they fucking deserve it. Vice versa. She should chill too. She needs a fucking screening process too before you fucking start giving me everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying, I just won't even expect it. I'm like, yo, why is it so soon? Are you trying to fucking butter me up to kill me? Like, come on, man.
Nah. I mean, me personally, if I'm trying to like, quote unquote, butter somebody up, I'm trying to, like, you know,
I'm not buttering no fucking biscuits that early, baby. I'm still trying to put the yeast in the bread. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bar.
Come on, man.
Tell them what song you picking for the week. I'm sticking to my Kanye.
I'm going right here with it, man. Shout out to y'all. If y'all stayed this long, thank you. I have a free, we have a double XL t-shirt waiting for you. Smell like fucking
Carlo Rossi.
Apartment flood. It smell like Carlo Rossi.
Damn.
I know it always does that. One day I'm gonna be hiding from somebody and it's gonna say, iPhone needs to be charged. I'm like, oh, here you go, fuck this dude. You picked my song. I just added a new song to my playlist. We're gonna go to, no, we're not doing that. Not doing that. Could we stay on? You know what? Let me give my boy Tory some love, man. They doing my man dirty out here.
Here he ain't go. Do it.
Nah. Here's my pick of the week.
Say his prints ain't on the gun. So what are we even talking about? That's true. That's why he did fuck her friend.
Yeah. He snapped on us. Shout out to Max, man. Me and Max are big Tory fans.
He suffering from alopecia too.
Cool.
Tory.
Now you guys hear that.
But he said he was suffering from it.
Really? Oh, shit. Is that an industry thing?
Nigga, alopecia's male pattern baldness.
I know, but
I'm saying that's literally, that's just a...
his form of it, because this lady has...
His shit look terrible.
We can't even get flags for this, right? Because he's independent. He might be like, thank you. Yeah. Shout out to Tory, I'm done.
There you go.
It's called Florida shit.
Florida shit.
That $1.50 slice made me burp, okay? Fucking liars.
Still laughing at
that's the reason why chivalry's dead. You can't get the right prices of shit.
Yeah. You definitely not getting no more dollar slices anymore. And I'm still laughing at Miss Harrigan and Miss Visentor.
Them, oh my God. They both had the ooze and ooze covered it, like colored hair.
Yeah.
The chicken packet.
Ew, no, they had the roast beef packet.
The roast beef packet? Wait, no, none of them had.
That's a disgusting packet.
The Oriental
packet.
Flavor? That's so racist.
That is racist.
The Oriental flavor?
Yeah, but they were Oriental.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know what.
That's a terrible packet.
I don't think that exists anymore. The blue pack? I'm going to go look for that tomorrow. I'm going to see if it's an Oriental. Like, y'all, this is racist, man.
Well, this is Kanye.
Yo, can we put on this to cover this one? Warning, the good stuff happens at the end.
Yeah.
All right, good.
We find the cover. I'm about to play another Kanye track. This one's called Too Easy.
Oh, yeah. I love it already.
Down to two.
Is he saying Drew Brees?
He said Too Easy.
Oh, I'm fucking stupid.
Coming to a STEM player near you. Makes me want to buy a STEM player.
You can play all the music, but it only has a certain amount of gigs.
Yeah!
Hard.
That's some music on Donda 2.
Hard.
It's out in a YouTube algorithm near you.
Motherfucking.
Oh yeah, you could do that. Let me find music to close out though, because I didn't want to play a third
fucking
Kanye song. But tell these niggas where to follow you, man.
I am Shane Timberlake on all platforms, but on Twitter is I am S, capital T-I-M-B-R-L-A-K-E. You are now tuning into the Quiet Storm on No Cosign Radio. Shout out to Ms. Harrigan, Ms. Visitor.
Let me get a Harrigan and Visitor on the rocks. You know who the fuck this is. Kentucky Waterfalls on deck.
Kentucky Waterfall merch on deck.
We trying all the girls out.
Come in the form of a double XL t-shirt.
Oriental packs are on the way.
Oh my god, that is terrible. When it comes to love, I ain't forget I had the cheesecake in your fridge too, nigga. I ain't forgetting that shit.
You could take that shit.
You lying like that shit ain't look tasty.
I'm not a big fan of cheesecake.
What a fucking jerk. Fucking, I don't know.
Lie to us and tell one of these fucking microphones will make it sound like 10 times better. 102 minutes in.
Barry White.